There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. And this Wednesday, August 2nd, creeping closer to preseason football tomorrow night. Give it to me, Todd.
Bring on the game now.
None of the starters are going to play.
Are you ready for some football?
Okay, now I'm going to tune in probably the second half of the game because I want to watch the Browns rookie quarterback, Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
I forgot about it. He's on the Browns.
Yes. He was my favorite draft pick because I thought DTR can play, man. And then I wonder if then he gets drafted by Cleveland. And I went, oh, that's not good because you – got Deshaun Watson in front of you for a long time. But maybe he gets that opportunity to be the backup quarterback. I think Kellen Mond is the guy who's going to start for the Browns on Thursday. But I'm looking forward to seeing DTR, the UCLA Bruin quarterback, get his opportunity. Because I think he can be a starter in the NFL. I really do. In today's NFL, he can do both. He can run. He can throw. Yeah, Paulie.
Sometimes I wonder if guys like him, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who did nothing but play pretty well for UCLA for a few years, if he were on Alabama and got that type of exposure and that level of game, you know, where he played bigger games.
He might have been Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, he
might have been Jalen Hurts. And they moved on from Jalen Hurts at Alabama.
Yeah, sometimes I think those guys are like in the wrong spot, but just as talented as Bryce Young.
Oh, I thought he was a wonderfully talented quarterback. And you look at all the stats, career stats at UCLA, DTR owns all of them. And they've got a pretty good tradition of quarterbacks at UCLA. Not USC worthy, but they've got some pretty good quarterbacks there down through the years. I go back to Dennis Dummett. We're number 19, I think, back in 1969 when they played against USC and O.J. Simpson. Mark Harmon, the actor, was there. Troy Aikman, of course, was there. Let's see, who else do we have there? Josh Rosen was there. Cade McNown.
Oh,
too soon. Cade McNown.
Too soon.
Yeah, drafted the first round by the Chicago Bears. All righty, it's hour two. Phone calls are welcome. The rise and the fall of the Pac-12. We'll have that story for you coming up because I do think, and I mentioned this first hour, Pac-12's on the precipice of maybe collapsing. And it might come down to what's Arizona State, and Utah do. We're going to talk to Ross Dellinger, who's going to be joining us coming up a little bit. He did a wonderful deep dive on the Pac-12, really the state of college football with expansion, subtraction, and extinction, if you think about it. But the Pac-12's in a lot of trouble. We all know that. And they announced yesterday that they, I believe, have a TV partner, Apple TV. And now, I don't think they made an official announcement here, But those are the reports that Apple TV is going to carry the Pac-12 games. I don't know. If I'm Apple and I know I got money to spend, the first thing I would ask is, well, who's in the Pac-12? That's what I would want to. Who's going to be there? What's going to happen here in the near future? Let's, you know, project this out of 3 years, 5 years. What's the Pac-12 going to look like? I don't know if you can even do that with any of these conferences. What are they going to look like in 5 years? Because it happens so quickly. Like Colorado, nobody cared about Colorado. Deion goes to Colorado. Now people care. They got a heartbeat. And then Colorado decides, well, we're going to go to the Big 12. Well, now it's a big deal, whereas before, nobody would care. But Deion has put them on the football map. I don't know how good they're going to be, how long it takes to be good, how long he wants to stick around at Colorado. But they certainly grabbed the attention from you know, a lot of these college football experts, analysts, saying, whoa, that's a, that signifies a couple of things. Big 12 is building. And I think at the time, Texas and Oklahoma, when they decided they were going to leave, we thought, uh-oh, can the Big 12 merge with the Pac-12? And that was on the table last year. And then all of a sudden, the Pac-12 didn't want to, reportedly. Then fast forward to this year, Pac-12 reaches out to the Big 12. Hey, about that merger. Yeah, we're not interested. That should tell you a lot about the future of both of these conferences here. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. We had a no-hitter, Framber Valdez, no-hits the Guardians last night. The Astros bring back Justin Verlander, and I think that's about it. Although I did notice this. I don't know why this is going to continue, but you know, Jerry Jones is not going to let Jimmy Johnson in that Ring of Honor anytime soon, it feels like. He knows he deserves to be in there, but he says he's going to. But here's some of his comments with Jimmy Johnson.
I'm proud that he'll be going at some point in the Ring of Honor. I'm not prepared to say when, but I've known of usually when someone's deserved, but I haven't known when I'm going to decide to do it. And that usually has to do with the surrounding, the nature of the season we're having, those kinds of things, timing.
Okay, the timing of this. I believe Jimmy Johnson's 80. Jerry Jones is 80. What are we waiting for here? Yes, Eden.
I believe once I win one without him, then the timing will be right.
Well, I got to put in Barry Switzer before I bring in Jimmy Johnson. Jerry Jones had this to say about Jimmy and other coaches.
Jimmy was a great coach. We've got two or three coaches that need to be in there, candidly. And so we'll make something along those lines happen. First of all, it's very appropriate that we put DeMarcus Ware in that.
Okay, he's talking about coaches. DeMarcus Ware, you can put him in the Ring of Honor. Jerry, let me go back to the coaches you say deserve to be in there before Jimmy Johnson. Are we talking Dave Campo? Wait, who are we talking about? Barry Switzer? What coaches could you... Are you going to put Bill Parcells in there? You're not putting Bill Parcells in there. Oh, you know what? Jason Garrett.
Oh.
Yeah, Jason Garrett.
8-8.
Yeah. What other coaches should be going in there before Jimmy Johnson? I mean, this is such a stupid thing. It's become stupid because it shouldn't be. It should have been Jerry honoring Jimmy, and then we don't bring this up anymore. But he keeps it going. Yes, Eaton.
It's not until he wins one without him. And after that, bygones.
Well, no,
water under the bridge.
But he did win one with Barry Switzer, with Jimmy's team.
Still Jimmy's team.
Yes, Mark.
That's almost like Larry Coker winning at Miami.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Keep his name out of your mouth.
That's a shot.
It's got to be Jerry's team that wins.
You're probably right, but that's pathetic.
Well, no one ever said
you're not
rich,
wrong.
Powerful men couldn't also be petty.
Oh, my God. I mean, look, I can appreciate the pettiness, but still. Like, what are you doing? This is Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, Paul.
Is Jerry Jones in the Cowboys Ring of Honor? He would not put himself in, would he? or has?
Oh, I think he could. He probably could.
That's awesome.
I don't know who is in the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
It's awesome if he put himself in.
Like,
them.
Yeah.
Like, after deep discussions with me, I'm in.
I think I've been pretty great. Impactful.
I need to get in before Jimmy does, because I'm the owner.
Took a vote. It was 1-0. Yes, yeah. Unanimous. Yeah.
No, no. He doesn't say 1-0. He just says it was unanimous.
Unanimous.
It's like an 8-syllable word.
Who voted on this? Well, I don't want to tell you who voted, but it was unanimous.
Upper leadership voted. Upper management.
People who know football put me into the Ring of Honor.
I got the Ring of Honor. It's, you know.
Extensive.
Tech Schramm. I'm talking not, you know, Tom Landry, of course.
Of course.
Gil Brandt.
Is Dan Reeves in there?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't see him in there. Okay. Otherwise, it's just, it's all players.
Man, yeah. You think about how Bill Belichick has basically dominated football for 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know they're down a little bit now, but he had a solid run of just killing everybody.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys theoretically could have had that with Jimmy Johnson. And instead, they only got 4 years because of all of this pettiness credit crap.
Yeah.
God, think about just throwing away something that's so foolish.
You had prime Jimmy Johnson, and Jimmy Johnson changed football, changed coaching. You know, his draft strategy changed the league. He was successful everywhere he went, but it just stands out even more of how petty this is.
Yeah,
that Jerry's just not gonna. I'm gonna make him work on it, and then now Jimmy has to answer these questions. When if he came on today, I would say, "What was your response? You know, what was your reaction to Jerry saying that there's other coaches?" Yes, Marv.
The Cowboys of the 90s, they feel like the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, where we talk about how great they were and what they could have done.
Yeah.
It's always what they could have done, not what they did, which was completely impressive.
And that was always my take on Shaq, Kobe, Lakers. It's not what they did, it's what they didn't do. You know, the Bulls were able to keep it together, even, and Michael goes to baseball, they sort of kept it together. He came back, they won 3 more titles. You didn't have the infighting there. And you look back on that and you go, God, they only won 3. They could have won 6. They could have won more than that. But you know what? You get jealousies in there and they become really, really petty. And that's what this is. They should celebrate. The Cowboys, Jerry should celebrate. But it just feels like, you know, part of the reason why they had their breakup was sharing the credit. Jimmy Johnson, it's harder to get into the Hall of Fame instead of the Ring of Honor. So you're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're not in the Ring of Honor.
Weighing my options. Still weighing.
I want to see if he does anything else. Bob Lilly, Don Meredith, Don Perkins, Chuck Howley, Mel Renfro, Roger Staubach, Leroy Jordan, Tom Landry, Tony Dorsett, Randy White, Bob Hayes, Tex Schramm. He was the GM. Cliff Harris. Rayfield Wright, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmett Smith, Drew Pearson, Charles Haley, Larry Allen, Gil Brandt, Vice President of Player Personnel, and Darren Woodson. Okay. There's a lot of players in the Ring of Honor there. Yes, Paulie.
When I was a little kid, Roger Staubach felt like the most famous athlete in professional football. Like, he was not just a cowboy. He was like popular world around the country, college football. He was one of the bigger faces of the entire sport. Like, he kind of stood out to me as the ultimate cowboy. First,
he drove me crazy because I wasn't a cowboy fan, but every time you played the Cowboys, and he was so ahead of his time. Rodgers, another one of those quarterbacks. If you said great back then, great now, because of his ability to be able to run. He was back then. You're like, man, he's crazy. He's running the football, because you're like, you got to stay in the pocket. You're going to get killed. Plus, you know, he's in his career in the Naval Academy. He didn't start his career until he's 29. It was like Chris Wenke, except for, you know, Wenke didn't have the Hall of Fame career.
Other than that.
Yeah, other than that, they sort of joined the NFL at the same time, I believe. Let me see. Supercharge your summer with WWE's biggest superstars. A sold-out Ford Field in Detroit. SummerSlam live this Saturday, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. A kickoff show at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, exclusively on Peacock. All right, poll question for the second hour of the program, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, we got a bunch of them up there right now. A few of them happen to be Todd Fritz related.
Oh.
We have, well, that's funny. I can't find them right now.
I was thinking two songs or one song for Todd on Friday Night with Darius. Seems to
be. Well, if given the option, how many songs should Todd sing with Darius Rucker? I put up one, a couple, or a few. Right now, one is the overwhelming leader. In the
so we're not. We didn't have zero as an option.
No. That is not an option. Okay. We also have, will Darius Rucker retire before Friday evening? luckily for us, 65% are saying no. Okay. He will not retire before
that. Okay.
And then who had a better day yesterday philosophically? This is from Paul. The Mets for getting prospects or the Yankees for standing pat yesterday? The Mets, big winner, 80%.
Yeah. You got prospects, but they won't be playing for you for a couple of years. And you do have a roster that's ready to win now. And I think that is a little bit of a concern. Yes, yes.
But if you were to describe the Mets today, would you say that they were building for the future, figuring out as they go, flying by the seat of their pants, or a complete mess?
I don't think they're a complete mess because you have an owner who is willing to spend. He's finding that, you know, you can make these financial mistakes, and it's pretty easy to do that in sports. I never would have brought in Scherzer or Verlander at those prices. But the reason why you bring them in is because when we get to the postseason, those guys know how to win. And that's sometimes what the postseason comes down to. You have two pitchers, two starters, you have a reliable closer, and that's all you need. And I understood the formula for the Mets, but obviously it didn't work. Let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We're going to talk about the future of the Pac-12 and maybe the Big 12 and maybe the AC. You know what? College football, where it stands right now, and Arizona State and Utah, from what I'm told, they hold the keys to whether or not the Pac-12 remains the Pac-12. It just feels like it's fluid. It could change every day, any day. Back after this. Simply Safe Home Security, they've done it again. If you want to get one last getaway this summer, it's great to have Simply Safe Home Security. 24/7 live guard protection designed to help stop crime in real time. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe has professional monitoring agents that can actually see and speak to and deter them through the Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera, warning them that the police are on the way. Simply Safe, they've done it. The new Smart Alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm and instantly stop intruders with a built-in siren. 24/7 live guard protection, the new Smart Alarm indoor camera, all of this from Simply Safe. It's going to cost you about a dollar a day, a little less than that. Right now, my listeners can get a special 20% off any Simply Safe system when they sign up for the free month trial of Fast Protect Monitoring. The special offer is for a limited time. Visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I was checking with DraftKings. I wanted to know if they already had prop bets for when the Broncos play the Jets week 5. And they do. You can bet on who's going to have more passing touchdowns. You can bet on passing yards. The Jets Broncos, the Jets right now, the line is -1. Jets favored going into Denver. Just in case, Todd, you were curious about your Broncos.
I was.
Okay. But they're an underdog at home.
I see 1913 Jets. I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, you know you're not going to get much offense out of your Broncos.
We'll get a couple of field goals, and maybe by accident we'll get a touchdown somehow in there.
We touch on college football occasionally on this program, and then we leave it to the experts to do the deep dives. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, their senior writer covering college football. It was a pretty detailed article that Ross has today, and it has to do with the Pac-12, the future of the Pac-12. The Big 12, the ACC, everybody's involved in this, and Ross joins us on the program. Let's kind of state the obvious. Where are we right now with the Pac-12?
Well, down to 9 teams, the Pac-9, and I think one of those teams, maybe two, and maybe even three of those teams, right, has an invitation to another league, the Big 12, and those three schools have to make a decision: stay in the Pac-12 and accept the TV deal that was presented yesterday, which is from Apple and predominantly streaming, or jump to the Big 12, which has more of a lucrative, probably TV deal with probably better exposure and visibility on Fox and ESPN. So the ball is in the court mostly of Dan, the Arizona schools, Arizona State, and the University of Arizona on, you know, what they're going to do.
Feels like Utah could be in there in the mix as well. If they leave, then what happens to the Pac-12, 10, Pac-8, Pac-6, pack it in?
Yeah, they might pack it in. Yeah. If you lose those three, you'll be down to 6 teams. And I kind of think there are probably 3 options for those 6 teams. You either reach down and pick 2 to 4 Mountain West teams and patch together a league. The problem with that is it's very expensive. In exit fees alone, Dan, it's $34 million per team from the Mountain West that they would owe the Mountain West. So there's a problem with that. The second option would be that, you know, they each kind of, these six teams kind of each go their own way. Maybe the door cracks open in the Big Ten or ACC for Washington and Oregon or Cal and Stanford. Maybe Oregon State and Washington State drop down to the Mountain West. It makes a little sense there. And then the third option, I think, is some kind of merger or partnership with those six or seven remaining teams with, say, the ACC. The ACC and the Pac-12 have long discussed some kind of partnership or merger in some way. So there are those possibilities.
You brought up that Big 12 reached out to the Pac-12 a year ago and looking at a merger. And the Pac-12 said no. And then fast forward to right now, the Pac-12 reaching out to the Big 12 saying, hey, what about that merger? Why is the Big 12 not interested in the Pac-12 anymore?
Well, and you know, that happened last year. So 2 years ago when Oklahoma and Texas left the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby, the then commissioner of the Big 12, called George Kolivkov of the Pac-12 and offered some kind of partnership or merger, scheduling alliance, maybe network media rights deal merger. And that was two summers ago, and Pac-12 said no. And then last year when USC and UCLA announced they were leaving, George Kolivkov called Bob Bowlesby and said, hey, how about that deal that I turned down? And Bob Bowlesby and Brett Yormark, who was just coming in as commissioner, said, no, thank you. And as someone put it, the conversation was very short. The Big 12 feels settled. I think last summer they felt settled in their new environment. They got four new members coming. They arguably have the best basketball conference in the country. They have a pretty solid brand from top to bottom, Dan. Arguably, you know, they're the most kind of equal parity of any league in the country. They have fun football games to watch. I just think they're pretty comfortable in their current condition, you know, and current situation, which wasn't the case 2 years ago, right? Oklahoma and Texas left and they were in a full panic. But now it's a lot different.
Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, senior writer covering college football. What's college football look like in 5 years?
Oh, man, I don't know what college football looks like in 5 minutes from now. It changes so rapidly. I'd have to say that the biggest thing is the athlete compensation issue, right? NIL has come to college athletics, and it is just kind of a short-term thing, I feel like. It's kind of a temporary thing. One person in the NIL space, and for those listening, name, image, and likeness, where athletes can earn money on endorsements and commercials, but as we turn out, are getting paid by collectives and donors, I think it's going to evolve into the next phase. And somebody in the NIL space said to me, NIL is an era, like the steroid era in baseball. There'll be an asterisk next to all the records and all the recruiting classes that were done in the NIL era. We're moving on to the next evolution at some point. Is that athletes get direct pay from schools as employees in some way? Is it a revenue sharing split with athletes? So that is going to change college sports, right? Because every school is not going to pay their athletes. Not going to have enough money to pay their athletes. Their presidents and academia people aren't going to want to do this. So that's going to change. And there probably is eventually going to be some kind of separation of the teams who will do it and do it at a high level and the teams who won't.
But can you see an NFL model here where, let's not kid anybody, these are the best teams. They're going to be in. They'll schedule each other. You'll be in a division with these schools, and each year you'll be playing another division in another conference. I mean, it just feels like that's where we're headed, where there's the haves and the have-nots.
Sure. And the athlete compensation issue, I think, is expediting that. Yeah. You know, I think we're going to get to a semi-professional, if we're not already, at a semi-professional model. What's happening and what has been happening just at an expedited rate lately is a consolidation of the biggest brands in college football, right? They've been consolidated all but for about four or five of them. They've been consolidated into two leagues, the Big Ten and the SEC. And there's four or five of them still out there, right, that are trying to get in to the Big Ten and SEC, trying to get in the club, because I think most would say that those two leagues are going to consolidate all the big brands and kind of do their own thing. eventually down the line, and they're going to be able to pay, right, their athletes more, and that's going to be the gap that's already there, right, Dan, is just going to widen.
You went in on our Notre Dame Big Ten bet. 5 years from now, Notre Dame will be ... independent or Big Ten or other?
Independent. Independent. I just actually spent some time at Notre Dame last week, and man, they love their independence, right? And every time you talk to somebody at Notre Dame, they discuss and talk about their independence and how they like to be different and they like to be independent. They just got a new athletic director, or they're transitioning from Jack Swarbrick to the new athletic director, and I don't think that mentality is going to change. So in 5 years, I would say they will remain independent. Now in 10 years or in 15 years, when we get to the point and where this is more professional model, then do they have to get in some way and lose the independence? Maybe so.
Yeah, that's what I think. But with the playoff spots, they can stay on the outside and build up enough victories. They're Notre Dame, that they'll qualify for a playoff spot. But it just feels like, you know, they're the last holdout here of would they join, why would they join, would they join the Big Ten? And it just feels like it's inevitable. Even though you're right, they love being Notre Dame, standalone Notre Dame.
Well, and it's all, you know, it's all about money, right? All this we're talking about is about money. If Notre Dame can't, and they're renegotiating soon their new TV deal with NBC, and if they can't get enough money comparable to those Big Ten schools and SEC schools, so somewhere in the distribution, annual distribution of $60 to $80 million a year, if they can't get that, then, right, that's what changes minds is money. The thing is, I think they're probably going to get it.
Ross, great job. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
That's Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior college football writer. Paulie keeps saying, damn, Notre Dame, they're going to join the Big Ten in 5 years. I'm like, maybe. It's just things happen, and then they happen so quickly. Nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, boom, it does. And then you go, wait, where'd that come from? Well, it's been in the works for a long time. It's not like UCLA, USC. It's like, I don't know. What are you thinking? I don't know. Want to join the Big Ten? Sure. All right, let's go. Yeah, Seton.
Sometimes there are things that are right in front of you that just make so much sense that it's like, well, at least from our perspective, maybe not from Notre Dame's perspective, but you just wonder what the holdup is. It feels natural. It feels like the obvious thing to do.
Well, if money is not the issue, then you can hold out. These other schools are looking at, you know, we're not going to make any money in the Pac-12. Well, we want to make that money so we can have a trickle down so our other athletic programs can exist. Notre Dame is in a better position there. Don't need to. And depending on what NBC is going to pay them, or does somebody else come in and say, hey, no matter what their number is, we're going to go bigger than you. Tony in L.A. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, you know, this Pac-12 has always been a glorified junior college conference, and now the academic schools want to dump the non-academic schools.
Yeah,
because a lot of these schools, you don't even need a high school diploma to go to. It's open enrollment, and these academic schools don't even want the students and alumni to come to their stadium and be on their campus and play games against them. They don't want to be around them anymore, and that's what's going to happen, because all these, whenever on the West Coast, if it says state, that is basically a glorified junior college. It's nothing. People sign a letter of intent to go to a state school. Like, if you were a non-athlete, you would be embarrassed to brag that you're going to a state school.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony. Yeah, I don't know what the future is of the Pac-12, of trying to keep everybody in. If I'm Oregon right now, I have to look at myself as bigger than any other school in the Pac-12. Like, I have a brand here, and that brand, granted, it's about our uniforms, but still, you have a brand. Now, are you a viable option for the Big Ten? I mean, the Big Ten went with Nebraska. That hasn't paid off. Or Rutgers. That hasn't paid off. Maryland, that hasn't paid off. So they've made some mistakes. Now, can the Big Ten eliminate any schools? Or do they have to keep everybody?
Relegation.
Yes. That'd be great.
That'd be great.
But if I'm Oregon, I'd certainly be open for business there. Or Washington. Those are the two. Now, maybe Stanford, but Stanford's fallen off in the last couple of years here. And I don't know, you know, what Stanford, they may want to be independent, standalone. I don't know if Cal, what they want to do. But I think it comes down to Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah. If they decide to go to the Big 12, there won't be a Pac-12. Let's see. Austin in Phoenix. Hey, Austin, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks morning. For taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you kind of just hit the nail on the head where I was going to call about, you know, with the recent success, you know, with the college playoff with Oregon and Washington. Just kind of curious why they're still there and why they haven't made a move or been a little bit more aggressive to try to pull teams in to make the Pac-12 a better conference.
Well, I think that's maybe they're in the on-deck circle of trying to make that decision. But it's almost like they're sort of afraid to make a move. Feels like the commissioner was afraid to make, like, I don't know what to do here. And then it's too late to make a move. And then all of a sudden you're trying to kind of repair the floodgates here. You don't want these other schools to bail, because if they bail, then Apple is going to go, wait a minute. And maybe there's language there that says you have to have X number of schools in the Pac-12. You're not going to televise Pac-12 football with six schools moving forward without USC, UCLA. And then if Oregon would leave, or Arizona, Arizona State, Utah leave, man, you're depleted. And people aren't. Now you're going to make people find a product that they don't really want to see. How many games do you stumble into? I do a ton on Saturday night. It'd be just going through the TV guide. It's like, I'll watch that. Oh, Colorado State's playing. It's there for me. I'll watch it. I wouldn't seek it out. That's what you want. You want people who will do drive-bys. Oh, you look at it in the rundown. You go, oh, all right, let me see BYU. Are they any good this year? That ain't happening with Pac-12. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Well, the Pac-12 canary is dead in the coal mine. I think it's over. I got 2 points for you. First off, based on what you were just talking about with Ross, what about Oregon being independent? They have the money, the national brand, and the infrastructure. Phil Knight will pay for anything. Why don't they make everybody come to them and say, we own this corner of the nation?
It's not a bad idea, Paul. You know, having that endowment, having money, and it, that it's not the, you know, mitigating factor of this is why we have to or this is why we're not. Pac-12 is not going to have money unless Apple says we're going to give you more than enough to attract more schools. They can. Are they going to? Mike in Ohio. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Patrick, it is an honor and a privilege to be talking to you. I have listened and watched you for years, even at the mothership when he was on the radio with Dibble and Phil the Show Killer. That's how long you've been a part of my radio listening. I have one request, and it's a small one. Today's my birthday. Could I have the Mount Rushmore of announcers tell me happy birthday today?
All right. Well, I'm going to have to get a hold of Jim Rome and Colin Cowherd and anybody else that's on that Mount Rushmore.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas, Mad Dog Russo.
That's my Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah. Okay. It's Mike's birthday.
Todd, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And that's it. And that's how we do it for Mike in Ohio. He's been with us for a long, long time. By the way, my book, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, hits shelves on September 5th. That day I'll be in Madison, Connecticut at the R.J. Julia Booksellers. I'm signing copies. All the information on how to get tickets will be in the newsletter and our social media channels. Also, September, is it 9th that I'm in Cincinnati? It's a Saturday night?
Sure.
I think. Is September 9th a Saturday? I'm going to be downtown Cincinnati signing books.
Danny Patrick signing copies.
September 9th, Cincinnati. Thanks, Don.
That was an old SNL skit.
Was?
That was an old Saturday Night Live skit I was doing.
Oh,
I know you like when I go back to things from like 30 years ago.
Oh, is that Rob Schneider?
Yeah, the office guy.
By the way, you send me TikTok videos.
Can't open it.
I can't open TikTok. So for the last couple of years, you keep sending
TikTok. But I don't have a username or password or anything on TikTok, but I'm able to open them.
I can't open them, but you keep sending.
I do.
And you notice I never respond.
I know, because I can't. It's frustrating because there's some good stuff that I send you.
Yes.
Appropriate.
Yes, Paul.
I'd advise you to keep not opening things that Todd sends you. As a decision.
A lot of them are like clever, funny, silly stuff or ways to look at the world. It's not like inappropriate things.
Todd will always send. It'll be, comedians. There's always, some bit that he saw.
Like Bill Murray doing Star Wars, if they should bar wars. Remember he did that whole little lounge act thing? I happened to come across that, so I shared that with you. But you can't open it.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Tony Dungy is going to join us the final hour of the program. We'll clean it up here on our end. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Keeper's Heart, award-winning Irish-American whiskey that brings the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskeys baking traditions. The new style here, new world style, thanks to master distiller Brian Nation. He was there. He started Jameson. He knows what he's doing. Smoothness and richness, Irish whiskey, the boldness and complexity of American whiskey. You put it together and you have Keeper's Heart. Please drink responsibly. Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers has been accused of betting on events involving the football team. He's among four current or former athletes at the university charged with tampering records related to an ongoing probe by the Iowa Criminal Division. Their quarterback, starting quarterback, alleges that 366 bets totaling just under $2,800 were placed on a DraftKings sportsbook account linked to Deckers, including 26 on Iowa State sporting events. The affidavit alleges that Deckers was under 21, the legal betting age in Iowa. Most bets were placed but disguised his identity with the help of his parents. He bet on an Iowa State football game against Oklahoma State. Deckers did not play in that game, and the affidavit does not reveal which team or what type of bet he made on that game. The Cyclones won 24-21. It's certainly good that he didn't play in that game. There's also a wrestler who just won, I think, the conference championship. Another football player, two other football players, they're involved in this. First reported by the Des Moines Register. Wow.
He is. They issued a statement saying he's completely not guilty, he and his parents, but the complaint says he and his parents engaged in a scheme to disguise his identity and make it seem like the bets were being placed from his mother. And according to the accusations, he was routinely and consistently placing bets on his personal phone whilst on campus. 297 of the bets were made while he was underage.
One of the guys, the wrestler, I think, bet up to upwards of $45,000. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Why would mom and dad do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
A care package would have been fine. You know, like some cookies.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that'd have been nice. Some phone calls in here. Chris in Miami. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. So everyone besides Todd. Here's my question is, we keep getting all these stories about, now it's college football too, but NFL, football, betting, all these things. On a team with so many people, how come we're not getting more stories about basketball, hockey, baseball, these kinds of betting stories as we are the NFL? Is it because the teams are so much bigger? But at the same time, NBA, if you're one out of five guys playing, you can affect that game so much more. I just want to know your take.
Well, you're trying to police this, and I think it's still new. How do you police this? Certainly with the college and NBA players, you can't get to them where they're going to be in financial straits. You know, the amount of money there. But a college student, this is where you go to fix a game. You go to a college student. You get them once. You say, hey, you fix this game. Want to make sure you're under the point spread. It's 7. And I'm going to give you $500. All right. Hey, we can do that. And then all of a sudden you're in for $500. And then they come back and say, hey, we need you to do it again. Well, I don't want to do it again. No. You do it or we're going to let people know that you threw this game. And then they have you. And what's this football player or basketball player going to do? Call the cops? It's not going to happen. But this has been going on. But this is where Vegas is the first to recognize if there's something that happens and you go, wow. Like the Alabama baseball coach. There was too much money. And you think that you're doing this in a vacuum where like nobody's seeing this. Well, somebody is seeing this. And you should have compliance people who are aware of this. And I'm going to guess most universities, like you have to do this to ensure yourself. Make sure that it doesn't happen on your watch. And what it could mean, with forfeiture of victories or somebody being fired. You've got these kids who are throwing away their lives with this, perhaps, depending on, what the punishment's going to be. Yeah, Pauline.
And I think we said it before. Remember college? First time with your no parental oversight. You're hanging out with a bunch of friends. Everyone's doing what everyone else is doing. You have a bit of control over your own finances. It's so available on your phone. And you can make bets. This is like the old days when, remember some bookies, Dan, would only take a certain amount of money. Like you had to bet 25 a game to make it worth the bookie's time. You could bet $5 bets all over the place. harmless little, what you think is a harmless little bet.
And you don't think it's anything. You're like, oh, it's, you know, 25. You know, I lost a couple. You know, I'm down 250. Well, now, down 250 and you're a college student, I'm going to double up. And then you double up and now you're down 500. With the vig, you're down more than that. And now you're into somebody. And it starts out as it's just fun. And then if you have that character trait in your DNA where you're like, ah, oh, man, I need this. I love this. I got to continue to do this. Then it starts to careen out of control. More phone calls coming up. Final hour on the way. We'll talk to the Hall of Fame coach, Tony Dungy. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.